I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi there, this is Harry and welcome to the podcast where we help you to hopefully understand a little better the English language and how you can use it to improve your own position either from business or in your social circle. So what do I have for you this time? Well, what we're going to look at are some expressions, and this particular podcast we're going to take a look at expressions concerning the word sales. So we're going to look at collocation, sales, S-A-L-E-S. Yeah, so business related. Okay, we're going to divide it into two episodes. So we'll take six or seven of the expressions in this podcast, and then the next one we'll take the balance. Okay, so each of these are going to be collocations using the word sales. I'll give you some examples as we go through them. So the first one, strong sales. Well, strong sales means positive news, okay? So if you have a good product or you've had a lot of interest, then you might see that you've had very strong sales in your sales department this week or this month. So the previous months might not have been so good, but this month you've recorded strong sales, or you've seen an increase in either the volume, or you've seen an increase in the financial amount that you receive. So strong sales. My company has seen strong sales in the new product since we launched it 2 weeks ago. Next, record sales. Well, record sales means something that you haven't achieved before. Okay, so a new record, meaning new highs. So this new product that you launched perhaps has catapulted your business into a new level, and therefore you have seen or you have noticed, or you have a audit and it says record sales in the month of February, or record sales in the year 2019. Okay, so record sales means levels that you had never previously seen. So my company launched a new product at the beginning of 2019, and we were expecting great things from this new product, and what we got at the end of the year were record sales. Okay, so it's shown to be a really great introduction, and the company has gone from strength to strength. So record sales. Third collocation we have is retail sales. Well, retail means those sales that take place in a retail environment, in the shop or the shopping center or the supermarket or some area where it's business to customer, B2C. Okay, so it's not wholesale markets, it's customers coming in, the Joe Public, as we call it in English, coming in to your shop, into your retail shop, to buy the particular product. So at the end of the year, lots of companies, supermarkets, boutiques, they tell the market how they've done over the year, over the Christmas period, in their retail sales, sales to customer. Yeah. So retail sales increased or retail sales decreased depending on the strength of the economy. So retail sales are in a decline as a result of the virus. Retail sales are in a decline because people are not going into shopping centers. They don't want to come in contact with other people. So retail sales are in decline. The fourth example we have is export sales. Okay, so export sales are particularly those sales to other countries. That's products leaving your country and going to other countries. We export certain products. For example, beef is exported from Brazil into Europe now. Beef is exported from Ireland into the rest of Europe. Wine is exported from France into other markets. Okay, so export sales are on the rise, new products required and demanded from other economies, and you get the opportunity to sell your product into new markets. You have export sales. And it's the opposite, of course, of import. Yeah. So import is when you bring products in, export when you sell them overseas or internationally outside your own region. Okay. And then the fifth, we have high street sales. Well, the high street refers to the main street in towns or cities. In many UK cities, they actually have a street called the High Street. Okay, but generally we use it as a reference to the retail market, where the main footfall of shoppers goes on a Saturday or Friday evening when they want to go shopping, the High Street. And the High Street sales are an indication of the strength of many economies. If there are people visiting the shops on the High Street and spending money, well, it's a sign that the economy is doing well. And the reverse, of course, is true. If people don't visit the shops and don't spend money, then High Street sales are down and they reflect the mood of the population or the strength of that particular economy. So High Street sales and the amount of sales taking place in retail stores up and down and across the country. And then lastly, we have the expression or collocation, sales go up. Okay, so here we're just reversing, putting sales first, sales go up. Well, sales go up when the markets are improving and the economy is improving. Sales go up across the country as a result of improved weather conditions, or when the weather is warm or spring and summer arrives, people feel like getting out, going to the gardening center, buying flowers and plants, and then they go to the boutiques to buy the new range of summer clothing, getting ready for whatever summer holidays they might be taking. So we can report sales going up all across the globe or across Europe or in a specific area. Okay, so they're collocations using sales. So we had strong sales, record sales, retail sales, export sales, high street sales, and then sales go up. Okay, so that's that for this particular podcast. We'll have part two shortly. And as always, if you want to contact me, you can do so on www.englishlessonviaskype.com. Always very happy to hear from you. And when you get there, look out for the link to the Easy Peasy Club, which is an easy and economic way for you to learn English. Okay, thanks for listening. Join me again soon.